Little taste of the music there from Bingo Wings, a new play from the aerial dance company Fidget Feet. Now, when you think Bingo Wings, do you think of flabby upper arms? Nah, if you're not, if you're in Fidget Feet, when you think Bingo Wings, they take flight. I'm joined in studio here in Dublin by the writer of Bingo Wings, Tom Swift, and by its choreographer, Chantal McCormick, who's in our Limerick studio, I do believe, on this Wednesday evening. Now, funny that we had a song about Donegal, or that was inspired by Donegal just before the break there, Chantal.
Yeah.
Because in fact, Donegal and parts of your childhood spent in Donegal were central to the inspiration for the story you're telling in Fidget Feet.
Absolutely. I'm a Donegal lady, and the story starts from me, my ideas and my experiences of going to the bingo in Castlefin Hall in Donegal with my granny and granddad, and my granddad being the local postman and calling the bingo numbers, and me feeling so special being amongst this community and winning money for my granny.
Yeah, would she, first of all, I love the fact that you call it the bingo. Was it called the bingo by the grandparents?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but you were the lucky charm. That was why you had to be brought, because
yeah.
your granny believed that you won the prizes for her.
And you see, and the funny thing is I've been wanting to make this show for 8 years, and it wasn't until I was making it and I was chatting to my dad, you know, saying, why did granny always take some money from me? And, you know, she was my business mentor, my first business mentor. And dad says, well, she wouldn't let us buy the ticket because she knew if she did, then I would get to keep all the money, or mum and dad. And she was like, no, she's my lucky charm. I need to take her to the bingo. So I didn't even know that story until we started making
it. Started looking at the possibility of making the story. And it's been there for 8 years. At what point, Tom Swift is sitting in front of me here, at what point did you start to think, because normally your shows, they're aerial shows, and it's as much as anything, there may be story within it, but the spectacle is kind of to the fore. That aerial spectacle is to the fore. When did you think, do you know what, I need more than that here. I need some words here as well.
Well, because Fidget Feet, we've always called ourselves Fidget Feet Aerial Dance Theatre, and my other half, Jim, the other half of Fidget Feet, is always wanting more theatre, and I'm always fighting him, going, no, aerial, aerial, aerial. But we knew, because a few years ago we made a piece called The Second Coming with Michael Murphy, and that was our first kind of really bringing theatre in, and we knew that with Bingo Wings we wanted to do more with words and more with theatre. And Joe was our first person to go for to direct, and it was
Joe Mangan,
Mangan, and she suggested bringing Tom involved with the writing. And Fidget Feet has never worked with a writer, so we had no idea how that
there
would work.
So it's two husband and wife teams involved here. So let's ask Tom then. Tom, first of all, was it music to your ears to hear an aerial dance theatre company saying, we want more story in what we're going to do?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'd always actually wanted to work on a show like this, because I really do, I love aerial dance, but sometimes you feel like they sell you a story, or sell you the idea that we're going to give you this big story told through aerial dance. Cirque du Soleil do it all the time, and you go and you
I'm
see.
I'm sure Cirque du Soleil would tell us they have got loads of story in their productions.
Well, okay.
In your opinion.
Unnamed, in my opinion. Opinions are all my own. You know, certain companies, let's say, they tell you they're going to deliver a story, but actually after scene three, it's all about the juggling, it's all about the spectacle. And actually, I always came away feeling that was great and spectacular, but I needed a narrative. So, it was a great opportunity to work with them.
Yeah, and so it was. Often when you visit or saw aerial theatre company productions, you just thought, I want more story. I want more than just the spectacle.
Yeah, exactly. So when I got the call, I was, I was delighted.
So did it suddenly turn into, because you've Joe now directing, you've Joe Mangan directing, you've Tom here in front of me doing the writing, and you have your husband saying, I want more theatre. Was it three against one, Chantal?
No. No, because and Jim made the music as well, and you see the exciting thing for me is being a new mum myself. Like, I didn't know if I'd get back on the stage and be good enough to be on the stage again. Like, Fidget Feet's 21 years now, and it's taken us a long time with a lot of work to be able to raise the profile of circus and aerial in Ireland. There was no aerial in Ireland when I started, so we've had to do a lot of work to train people, run festivals, open a creation centre, so it took a lot of time. And so for me to be a new mum going, can I get back up on stage? And so I knew I needed a strong director that would allow me to be an actress as well as a choreographer, as well as an aerialist on stage. And so the four of us, you know, like we did a lot of research together, and our four skills like kind of really complemented each other. And I think both of us learned so much about each other. Right. And Joe was very clear from the beginning, you know, I'm the director, so, you know, I need things to be a certain way. Are you going to be all right with this? And I'm like, yeah, totally.
That's why we asked you to direct it.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering too, from your point of view, Tom, then, just to get the idea of the story behind this. Chantal's talking there about going up to Donegal and finding out about this idea that she was the lucky charm for her granny. I don't know if Chantal recognises any of her relations in here, but were there aspects of the stories of the bingo that ended up in the characters? Because there are two main couples here, really, aren't they?
Yeah, there's two main couples. I mean, the story, you know, on the face of it, Chantal said, "Do you want to this the aerial prospect sounded great," but then she said, "It's about bingo." And I was like, oh. But then once she started to talk about her own childhood and her own experience, like, it just lifted for me.
It flew.
It flew, exactly. But so the story is around, it's very much two star-crossed lovers. It's Jimmy and Moya, childhood friends.
They're the kind of the contemporary couple, the young
couple. And their grandparents, both of their parents, sets of parents, have died tragically when they were very young. So they're both raised by a grandparent and are childhood friends, much to the annoyance of the grandparents, who are at loggerheads.
Arch enemies.
So it's a town divided. And the question is, will the two younger characters get together, and will they stay together, or right, will fate drive them apart?
So there's a touch of the O'Montagues or whatever the equivalent would be in Donegal, and the O'Capulets.
Exactly. It's very much star-crossed lovers.
And did you recognise any part of this fictional invention of Tom's that fitted in with it? Because you said, was it your... Did you know the person who called the numbers at the bingo? Your granddad did call the bingo.
Patsy, we ended up calling the
bingo
granddad
caller
character in our show now after my granddad Patsy. So I was really happy with that. But we went up to Donegal and did loads of like research, and I won't name any names, but there's an amazing woman in Letterkenny who told me stories of when the bingo started up in Letterkenny, that, you know, there were some dodgy dealings going on with the snowball. So all of these...
Snowball. What's the snowball for the uninitiated?
So when you go to the bingo, the best part of the bingo is the snowball, because that's the most money. And if it's not won 1 week, then the money carries over to the next week. And so this is what pulls lots of people. And still today, that's why I love it in Donegal. Still today, there's loads of bingo happening all over. And we met different characters up there that goes to a different bingo every night, you know. So it's like the snowball is going to like draw you to the bingo because you've got a chance to make a lot of money.
A lot more money, right? Yeah. Okay. So were you a fan? Had you even been present at the bingo before this script, Tom?
No, it's all new to me, I have to say. It's all new. But I definitely saw themes in it, you know, about people, you know, gambling their lives away, about fate and about chance and about, you know...
So was there a serious side to it then? And do you think that gambling side was important to bring out a slightly darker edge?
Well, not particularly the gambling per se, but the idea that, you know, we're all on a thread. Our lives are very much out of our control, and, you know, are the choices that we make, can they tip the balance one way or another? Will the right number come up? That depends. So it was sort of, that was interesting to me, the idea of, you know, how much of our lives are controlled by fate, and how much can we actually, you know,
control ourselves? And what about, is there an inherent drama in the bingo, or the night at the bingo? Did you get any sense of that?
Well, I'd leave that. Will I give that to Chantal?
Yeah, Chantal. I'll do that. Well, that, I mean, the thing is because remember, the heart of the project is my memory of my connections being with my granny and granddad, and being in that community hall in Castlefin and feeling special, and just that feeling of, you know, nowadays, how much of that is really there? You know, how much can the older generation and the younger generation come together and have that special time? So that was really important to me. So when we went to Donegal to the bingo, it's like they take it seriously. There's no crack there at all. It's like you have to like listen to the bingo balls and the numbers. So we realise that the stories are more around the ideas of the bingo and how life was then and how life can be now. Right. Yeah, so it was kind of funny.
And what about that that Bingo Wings title?
Because I love it.
had you got that rather unflattering part of the anatomy in your mind when you spoke about Bingo Wings?
Like myself and Jim, like we're always trying to come up with good names. And I think the name, we definitely had the name because it took us 8 years to get the funding, so we have had a lot of time to think. So the name we got, but we like it that it means two different things, like the Bingo Wings under your arm and then the fact that we're aerialists and as much as possible we can spend time in the air flying and the whole side of wings and Fidget Feet's logo is all about flying and wings anyway, so it was and people love the name.
And when you were in the writing of it then, Tom, I mean, how familiar were you with the sort of stuff that Fidget Feet might do in terms of that aerial dance? Had you seen much of their work?
I'd seen bits and pieces of their work, but yeah, it was really a great opportunity to go into their rehearse, this huge big rehearsal space that they have, and you go in and it's like you're joining the X-Men Academy, except you can't do anything. You're just like a big lump on the floor and they're climbing
up. Did you have a go at anything?
I tried to do a bit of swinging around, a few rope routines, but it didn't go very well.
Did he stick to the writing?
Stick to the writing, I think.
What would you say, Chantal?
Yeah, well, what was amazing is we brought one actor in, Carl Quinn, and he's like, it was brilliant for us as Fidget Feet to bring in an actor who was so up for the physicality. So
Carl plays the bingo caller, Patsy.
Patsy. So he's flying around. He was so up for it in training or whatever. And we do this really fun aerial scene together. So it was great to have someone of his experience acting to give us aerial ensemble confidence in our ability to act, because it's nothing worse of having circus people on stage and they can't act.
Actors who can't do the circus, don't have the circus skills. But on that aspect of it, I'm wondering to what extent, Tom, did you say, you're writing the script and you go, aerial sequence here, or did you define perhaps the kind of drama that might happen within the aerial sequences?
Yeah, it was interesting because having been in the rehearsal room, you see what they can do, and that kind of speaks to you narratively. So you kind of see, for example, fabrics they do, and that got you thinking about, well, we're in Donegal, does that make you think about shirt factories or Fruit of the Loom? Does one of the characters end up there? There's also a lot of rope work, so got you thinking about out at sea and that kind of thing. So that sort of, it was a dialogue between what they can do, the amazing things they can do, and the story.
So it sounds to me as if it's a double marriage then, a double marriage made in heaven. It worked well for all of you, Chantal.
Definitely. Yeah. And I think, it's a dream come true for me to really create this show and then to really find collaborators that really push the story. So it really is a circus theatre collaboration. The theatre in it is as important as the aerial, and it's the first time for us as a company to really have that. And what was hilarious is I'd be reading things that Tom had written, about the aerial sequences, and I'd be like, oh my God, how in God's name are we going to do this? But then the thing is we're in the studio because we're a devising company, so we would spend our time improvising, trying to throw out ideas, and then we'd show it to Jo, and then she'd push it and push it to make sure that the story is the important thing. And now we're, as circus artists, we're doing things we never imagined was possible to do.
There's a real development for the company in your mind.
Totally.
And you've already had two nights in Limerick, I know, but you're heading off to Shamsa Tira in Tralee in Kerry on the 9th of October, and then the opposite end of the country, and you would have to go up to Donegal to show what I think, given its origins in that part of the world, at An Gréanán Theatre in Letterkenny on the 18th and the 19th of October. Bingo Wings is the name of the production that we were speaking there with writer Tom Swift and aerialist Chantal McCormick of Fidget Feet. And you can find out full details on fidgetfeet.com.